Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready.
Ha-ha! Yeah. You done rocking with the best.
Yeah.
Hot Talk Radio. ATL's yeah. Finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
We got Lady Libra. China Doll. JD, a.k.a. the Black Clark Kent. T, a.k.a. the Professor. What up, Fat? Polo. Kiwoo. What's up, Sean?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
ATL. It's your girl, Lady Libra. Call me through your speaker. Crazy as hell, as you can tell. I'm a little tickled tonight. Y'all gonna have to bear with me. Please bear with me. Because I might have had a long day at work. I'm just waking up. I had to come home and take a nap because I was tired. So, you know, then I, you know what I'm saying, got relaxed because I realized that this is a serious week. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a serious week. And on a freaknik, all my topics all week is about being a freak. You know, if you can't handle it, I suggest you not tune in. Because I ain't holding back for no motherfucker. But I don't have to. Shit. I'm over the internet. You know what? I'm going to take this call, and if their background is loud, I'm going to snap. Don't get mad, ATL. This is just Lady Libra. I'm on the air, and your background is loud, and I hung up because the mic going to pick that up. Okay, I'm back. So, today is minor. I didn't put medium, but I'm going to add that in. I do as I please. Minor, medium, or major freak Monday. And yesterday we came with Suck Me, Seduce Me Sunday. You know what the topic was all about. You know how we brought it. It was just, it was wild. You know what I'm saying? It was wild. I mean, I'm still tripping off the shit. You know what I'm saying? Today, I want to know, do you consider yourself a minor, a medium, or a major freak? Phone still ringing. She texted me wanting to know that I want to do the show by myself. If you're listening, no, I didn't. But your background is too loud and my mic is going to pick that up. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what to tell you. So, I'm trying to learn not to talk when the mic is on mute and all this stuff here and this and another. But nonetheless, let me start with my evening on the things that I like to do. I like to first wish my people's birthday, wish them a happy birthday. Because anybody that know me knows that I'm big on birthdays. I got my friends on Facebook. I got my friends on tag. I want to wish them a happy birthday today. Starting with Billy Audio Luffer. That's one of my Facebook friends. Happy birthday. Donald Henson. Happy birthday. And my boy, Adrian A.D. Shelby. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Now, when I always get to my tag friends, the names always be a little off. You know what I'm saying? So I want to wish Jersey to Georgia. He know who he is. If he don't, then hell, I don't either. King Branch number one. Now, what the fuck? I mean, I'm just saying, why can't you have a name that makes sense? King Branch number one. Really don't quite understand it. Some shit ain't for me to understand. But hey, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. People, I told you already that this was Freak Week. And if you're not a freak, please don't call in. Don't call in. Topics for tonight. Do you consider yourself to be a minor or major freak? What makes you different from the average level? The Erotic Poets will be checking in periodically. Freaks of the world, let's go. It's High Top Radio, and we ain't holding a damn thing back. I like to always give a shout out because my other hosts, they'll be calling in. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got lives, and I'm not trying to stop that. We got JD, the Black Clark Kent, Fat, Polo, Kiwu, T, a.k.a. the Professor, China Doll, Sean. Give a shout-out to APE, GME, Apple J, which is my clothing line. Mansion House, we'll be throwing those boss-ass mansion parties. YOLO Entertainment, The Affiliate, Twin Productions, Ill Fam, Six Figure Promotions, MPN Entertainment, that's my little brother, and he goes hard with his shit, you know what I'm saying? Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, and I'm sure you can listen to my slur, you know I'm already in the game, but who can fuck with me? And I want to give a special shout out to Dub B. You like my intro for Hot Top Radio, you know what I'm saying? That ain't the only thing he do. He's no joke, you know what I'm saying? And I don't have to just say that just because it's my brother. But Dub Beats is who's responsible for my little 2010 Bad Mama Jama. I'm a Bad Mama Jama, yeah, I know. Thank you. Okay, now, back to what I was saying. Hit us up on Facebook. Just type in search Hot Talk Radio, three different words. Join our fan page. You'll stay current with all the shit we got going on. Join our Ning page, hottalkradio.ning.com. Hey, look me up on tags. I'm Lady Libra, the number sign, one. The other hosts, they got their different pages. I sent out the flyers, so you can always look them up and, you know, become one of their friends as well. And then we have anything that you want me to announce as far as birthdays, anniversaries, anything that you may have going on, send it by email at hottalkradio@gmail.com. So now, I've gotten through that. I like to always give my girl Heather LaShawn a shout out with Smug Mug. It's spelled SMUG.com. Her photo shoot started at 150. Her number is 404-707-7844. If you've ever been to the Final Destination mansion parties and seen the pictures online, she's responsible. I also have other photographers that I can also give you information on. But, I mean, you know, she's cool. So I make sure I mention her name. The rest of them need to let me know what's going on and send me some information. But you know what? Okay, now I'm done with that shit. Okay. Put that shit away. Let's go. Top Radio. The line is lighting up. My hosts are calling. Ready to goddamn get freaky. Because we done started this shit. And we, you know, got to continue. But let me go with a song to take you back. Or my favorite song. I'm sure all of y'all will be very grateful for me playing it.
Sexy like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo. check the verse.
Last night I thought back when we made good love, listening to some Marvin Gaye all night long. Now I won't let a whole thing back. Make these moments once again a fact. So won't you come? I do it for her, babe. Good love invited, rocking, knocking boots all night long. Hey. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, oh, come on, turn the lights down. Let me get on it, yeah. Cause when I do to me and you, it'll be so right, yeah, yeah. I gave me some good love.
Somebody rockin', knockin' devil.
I gave me some good love.
Somebody rockin',
somebody rockin', babe. Give me some good love.
Somebody rockin',
that's all I need, I need. Give me some good love.
Somebody rockin', knockin' devil.
I feel so good when I'm here. That's why I always wanna be close to you. I'm so addicted. I'm so addicted to making love to you, baby. Oh, man, long, baby. Oh, man, long, 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 long. Good nothing, body rocking, knocking boots all night long. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on. Cause when I do to me and you, it'll be so right, so right, so right. Give me some good love.
Somebody rockin', knockin' devil.
Giving you my suspension. Cause I'm ready.
Now we on the intermission tip. So all you ladies go get your towels, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's laid out like that, you know. But wait a minute, we ain't through. Kick the vamp.
Thank you.
things I would do to you. You and your body, every single portion, when it yields up and down your spine.
Oh.
And you know,
surely girl,
I'm fiending. I'm all that above. The songs I just played was saying, that's me. Take it or leave it. You know what I'm saying? I am who I am. I'm not ashamed. And I suggest you not be ashamed. So, now, I got a caller online. He pronounced his name, but I couldn't quite hear him because, I mean, I'm in my own zone right now. And I'm going to stay in that zone. Caller, what's your name?
My name is Solo. What's popping, mommy? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just relaxing, you know what I'm saying? Celebrating Freaknik Week, you know what I'm saying? In a major way here at Hot Talk Radio. How was your day?
It was good. That's why I moved down today, so I can make Freaknik. I seen it on the internet, said Freaknik is jumping off after I moved down here.
Oh, so you moved down here just for Freaknik?
Yeah, I'm a freak. If anything that say freak, I'm going. I'm there.
Well, damn.
That's why my nickname is Jimmy Dean.
Okay, cool. I never dreamed of relocating to another state just because they use the word freak, but hey, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that's something I need to try. Because, you know, over there across seas, you know, they're just like open with sexuality over there. If you just decide you and the heat of the moment, you could just have sex right there and won't get in trouble. So maybe I need to move to London and Paris and, you know.
Nah, stay right here. You can call me back after this interview. You can call me back on my phone. But look, I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. You got hot Atlanta and you got freak, right? If you got a hot freak anywhere in the building, just call me. I got 3 hours. I'm smashing for 3 hours all day, every day. I love women. I love the curve. Big, slim, rose, you sexy, you got your stilettos on, you rocking your jewelry, you doing your own thing. I like a freaky woman, too. I'm a freak.
But see, you know, yesterday we had our topic was Suck Me, Seduce Me Sunday. I would have loved to have you yesterday, but you know what? I'm thankful to have you today. Because today is Minor Major Freak Monday. Now I decided to add the word medium in. Because there's some people that may feel like they're a mediocre freak. I want to know if you're a minor, medium, or a major freak. And, you know, go ahead.
Right, so look, I'm going to tell you like this. It's almost like a trick question, right? So I'm going to say I'm freakalicious. I'm going to add another one on it. Because the freakalicious nigga, right, he ain't going to take nothing in the eye easy in the other area. So if anything other than that, freak, tie me up.
So, are you a minor or a major freak?
I'm in the major league, baby.
You're a major.
I'm a major freak, and I'm batting in the 100s. Well, let me ask you this. What I want to know, did you do a survey to see how many major or minor freaks live in Atlanta?
No, because, see, some people are still afraid to admit who they are. You know, I sent out the announcement, are you a freak? Do you know any freaks? Of course you are. Of course you do. I mean, how do you think the fucking world continues to go around? I mean, I just get so sick of everybody trying to, you know, be so taboo about shit. I'm letting it all hang out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not holding at the back. I mean.
Right. So this is the difference between a mediocre freak. And real freak, right? Just like a real freak person, right? They'd be at the telly or at the first they'd be at the club, right? And they'd be around all their friends and they'd be like, look, me, her, him, or whatever, we about to go to the telly and about to smash, right? And I'm gonna suck her first and I'm gonna suck her after. when you talking openly like that, that's a super freak. And then you go back to the telling you, and you do that, then everybody's gonna be like, okay, the nigga for real. He ain't down, he has this and this. And it's the same thing for a woman. If you open, if you can do it like that, you're a super freak. You're a major freak. Mediocre freaks is like whispering in the corner, they're like, call me out, I'll come meet you stuff. You know what I'm saying? Those are mediocre freaks. So that's some freaky shit for all folks. Like, yo, call, can I swear? I'm sorry, I don't want to be cursing on your face. But that's it, like, this. Yeah. So I'm a major freak, though. All day, every day. Solo, in the building.
So you consider, so that's what makes you different from the average level, you know what I'm saying? Tell me something that you do that the average man won't do other than tell people up front that what you go, how you gonna do it.
Okay, it's like seriously, right? Me, when I deal with women, I deal with them on an individual basis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I start feeling their vibe. When they start talking to me, I can feel their chi and their aura. So when we finally get to that point, where we're about to be intimate, right? I look at love and sex as poetry in a rhythm. So what made me different is I wait for the woman's rhythm first, and then I jump on her rhythm, and then you never go wrong that way. So I'm different. A lot of dudes don't pay attention to the woman's body and her moans and her sounds and her body movement. When you do stuff to a woman, you paying attention and you attuned to her, the slightest little jerk that she makes, you can feel it. Or if she moves a certain way, then you follow her path, you know what I'm saying? And yes, you always satisfy a woman. Then you take a break. But what you do is you just go down there, you know what I'm saying? You just smell her roses and lick on them and kiss her roses and stuff like that. And then you go back up and you switch positions and you feel the rhythm again. And you just look at it as poetry. That's my belief. You know, you will never have no one else tell you that they look at it like that. I'm original dude.
Damn. That was deep. So what's your favorite part of the woman's anatomy? Are you an ass man, breast man? I mean, paint me a picture of your perfect woman. Damn.
Well, see, overall, right? Overall, I think it's any man's nature, right? The first thing he's gonna see a butt or a pretty face, right? But me, I really like a woman's body that's well put together. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an ultimate body. That's just someone that takes care of herself and really into doing right. The average woman have nice, strong, moldable body. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So I like them too. I like a woman. The woman's body is all based on the woman and herself. If she carries herself like a woman, her body will come across more sexual and more beautiful.
Really?
When you have a woman that's insecure, her body posture, her body language is not going to be beauty. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be beauty. It's not going to be zebrafied.
Damn.
That's why you have your feet. Like, heavier woman.
Uh-huh.
That you're like, damn, that's a bad, big woman right there. You know what I'm saying? She always thinks her hair is done. She thinks she's the hottest shit on her. You know what I'm saying? But she believes in herself. So she gives that aura. That's all, you know?
Well, damn, I wonder how I carry myself. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I mean, I will have to sit down and talk to you. You seem like you're a real, real nice, classy woman, though. Like, seriously. Anybody that's outgoing and interested and communicated and so forth, you know, that's a good person. And what you do for a living shows that you have some kind of compassion and some love in your heart for people. And you know what I'm saying? You want to see people have a good time. So you can't be that type of person if that's not inside of you.
Damn.
No.
You all right. What's your name? You say Zoro. What you?
Solo.
Who?
Solo. S-O-L-O. Solo. Watch it go. Go on you.
You say your name is?
Zoro.
You some type of hero.
Huh?
You say your name is Zoro. So you some type of hero or something?
No, with an S. Silly. I said Solo with an S. Not a Z.
Oh, okay. My fault. My fault, pimping, player, fuck up. Player, fuck up.
Nah, because I want to make sure people know my name so they just make sure they spell it right. I don't want to start a campaign anyway. You know
what
I'm
saying? What you advertising?
Oh, it's a good single man. I'm going to have posters and everything all around the land.
This motherfucker is me.
I'm sorry. I need a campaign manager. You want to be my campaign? Let's see. Homely girls want to go on a date with me. Like, they don't even know who I really am. Like, I don't know my name.
Oh, that's your code name.
Yeah, we do big things to build their
partner name? Your partner name?
Nah, because that's gonna be cheating though. If I say the name, then the phone will blow up. You see what I'm saying? We can do that.
What is it, Zorro? I'm listening. Don't be choking in the. You smoking?
Huh?
Were you smoking?
Nah, I was just breathing in the front air.
Oh, okay. So you got pollen in your throat.
Yeah. Oh, breast milk
on it all wrong. Breast milk? Hold on, man. Look. Look, man. Don't nobody want to hear nothing about you sucking on nobody who's lactating and shit.
Yeah, I'm still a baby. You know what I'm saying? I still drink some of that.
What's your aura game like? What you like in when it comes down to the aura thing?
You know, I'm gonna tell you this, right? It all falls in the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no problem with doing that to a woman, right?
You ain't no freak. You come out, you don't have no problem. You supposed to jump on that topic like it was damn, like I was tossing out, you know, millions or something. Oh fuck yeah, hell yeah, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
This nigga trying to put somebody in the hospital, ain't he?
I'm sitting there like, wait a minute.
Well, I don't want to have a first aid kit when I'm. I don't want to have to have all the asthma pump. I bitch ain't trying to be in a coma.
They calling about your comment. They like, damn, you trying to hospitalize bitches and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's not the move. You can't.
What
she say though, I can't really hear what she's saying. She her voice is muffled
like something's in her mouth.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute.
Did somebody
called
and they
tried
to me? Let me know.
Yes, what I said was, ain't nobody trying to be in the ER after getting done with you. You just like taking it overboard.
I don't know what's going on with this, with my speaker. My cousin told me to, I really don't understand the system. I'm gonna write in again, because...
What the upper caller say, though?
She's saying that, damn, you ain't gotta, you know what I'm saying, take a bitch out. You know what I'm saying? Because you talking about asthma pump and first aid kits and shit, and then the shit jumping. This shit is really annoying.
What? Take a bitch out? For what? If you want to go out, we can go out. That's not a problem. We're not talking about...
No. She's saying that... The way you trying to, you know what I'm saying, do your thing, you trying to damn take a bitch out. And it's probably about make a person feel good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I'm saying, my whole thing is this right here, right?
Uh-huh.
What I was saying, one part of the call, you asked me a question and I answered the question, we followed that path. Right?
Okay,
Going out to dinner and everything like that, a real dude, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm hungry. I eat every day. I'm not going to stop eating because I'm with some woman.
He has.
He don't know what we're talking about.
He has missed a whole, like, for real.
I can't hear him in the message.
Yeah, because, you know, you on my cell phone and she's on the air. You maybe you want to hang up and call on air, and then that way you can hear what's going on a little bit better. Would you like me to give you the number for the switchboard?
Yeah, hold on. Let me pull my phone right
here. Okay.
What's the number?
The number is 917. See, this is bullshit I be talking about. 889. This motherfucker, Mr. Rogers. 86.
Girl, hell meant like a motherfucker. Get on.
What is this?
Okay, Punkin, I'm going to do it for you in English. 917-889-87.
Girl.
8677.
Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
All right, thank you, sweetie. I'll see you on the switchboard. This motherfucker is dialing numbers like he punching in his goddamn pen at the ATM. You know how to do it real slow to make sure you punch in everything correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just chopping it up with you and shit. Who is this online?
It's Betty Boo.
Oh, Betty Boo. Okay. Betty Boo in the house. Betty Boo, you for me that this is Freak Week here on Hot Talk Radio, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the segment name tonight is Minor or Major Freak Monday. So I want to know, do you consider yourself to be minor, medium, or major?
Major.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on, it depends. Everybody don't get major. Some people just get minor.
Oh, okay, so you selective about how you dish your shit out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. I mean, because, you know, if it's just some random, I just need you to just get me out. I ain't going to give you, I'm not going to bring it like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hold back.
Yeah.
But if it's,
mm-hmm.
if it's, you know, my man, my husband, I'm in a exclusive with, and I'm unleashing the dragon. Is that what you
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it goes down, man, of course.
So what makes you feel like?
Because a minor-ass nigga don't need to get no major shit, right?
You right. You know what I'm saying? I like your style. I like your style already.
We get a major
like
nigga some major
style.
Shit.
You on point. So a minor nigga is minor treatment.
Okay.
And a major nigga gets major treatment. Y'all motherfuckers out there hear that? So now you be complaining about your bitch and what she ain't doing and how she don't get down. This is fucking why.
Mm-hmm.
Your ass is minor. Game up and become major, and then you'll get that major treatment. You feel me? ATL, I'm trying to teach you something. I'm trying to enlighten you. It's Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. Crazy as hell, I'm sure all y'all can tell. And I don't give a fuck. LCC can't fuck with me. I'm on the internet. So, that go for the women too. So, basically, Betty Boo, what you telling me, if somebody try to bring me some minor treatment, he basically done told me I was a minor bitch in his life, right?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so if he's bringing it major, then he's trying to, you know, give me another message that he's trying to stick around and hold a bitch down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with that speaker. It's getting on my nerves.
What is it doing?
It ain't the speakerphone. It's the speakerphone computer that keeps. I mean, I don't know whether I should throw them away because it doesn't do it on every caller.
Hello.
Hello?
No, I'm here. I'm just talking to Sean, one of the hosts. She was telling me about the feedback that was going on. I mean, you know it is what it is, and I'm trying to work this shit out because I don't want the shit coming up cross crackling because, shit, I might say something important that somebody want to hear. Sean, say what's up to the ATL.
What's up, ATL? This is Sean checking in.
Sean. Damn, she sound like, hey, Betty Boo, you're out of background.
Yeah.
Sound like she was traveling on the Amtrak. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of interference and shit going on. Somebody probably outside waving a magnet in front of my window. You know, magnets will fuck up any electronic device. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it will.
But, hey, Betty Boo, while we got, hold up, I got some. Look like somebody else want to say, so let's bring them on the line and see what the hell they talking about.
Okay.
Hi, Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's happening? What's happening?
What's going on with you? We got Betty Boo, Sean, Lady Libra. Who are you? What's up?
Hey, what's happening, ladies? This your boy, DJ Sweet, man. I represent Cascade Atlanta, man. What's going on?
Hey, you know how we doing it. We keeping it freaky and hot. That's the only way I know how to do it.
Hey, man, that's all we talking about, man. That's how we do it down here in the dirt.
I mean, you know, hey, I'm trying to take a poll. You know, it's Freaknik week, and in honor of Freaknik, I'm trying to find out how many freaks is in town, and then what level of freakiness are you? Do you consider yourself minor, medium, or major?
Hey, man, this the major league around these parts of town, man. That minor, man.
So Betty Boo said that you have to be selective on how you dish out your freakiness. Do you agree? Sean, sound like you're chasing a bunch of Africans around your room. I'm going to need you to put them Africans back in their cage and tell them to shut the fuck up because we on air right now. Damn. She decapitated them up. Hey, Betty Boo, she decapitated him.
Everybody is up. How y'all doing tonight?
We trying to find out, do DJ Sweet dish out his level of freakiness? Do you dish out minor freak for the minor hoes and say the major freak for the major hoes?
Well, all I can say, man, bosses supposed to fuck with bosses, man. We don't fuck with none of these little rude poops, man. So, you know, I only deal with bosses, man. Boss ladies only, man.
Okay, so basically everything you dish out is on a major level because all you fuck with is major hoes.
Hey, man, that's how it got to be, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to lead the Pee Wee League to back in the days, man. You know, you graduate from Pee Wee League to major leagues, man. So, you know, it's all about that step process.
I respect that.
But you know what? But you know, it's always been one duck somewhere. Every nigga got a peon. At least one. And you know, they ain't gonna say it, but they do. You know what I'm saying? But she puts it down, so they fucks with her.
Like I
That's
said
right.
yesterday when I asked, have you ever just kicked it with a bitch because of her head gang? You know, the bitch couldn't dress well, shit. Her game wasn't on point. She ain't had shit going for herself, but she could suck a motherfucking dick till it bleeds. And you kept that hoe on the team. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, Sweet, you holding back?
No, man. All I can say, man,
oh,
that's some more back in the, that's some more back in the day stuff, man. You know, once you get older, man, you got to move on to bigger and better things, man. You know, that's how we do it, man.
He's so scared somebody gonna recognize his voice. We're gonna let that be the reason. But see, sometimes like shit got bad. Oh, no, motherfucker. I told you already that this was freak week. Hell, motherfucker. If you are not a freak, please don't call in. Topic, do you consider yourself to be a minor or major freak? What makes you different from the average lover? The writing poet should be checking in, but if not, the show must go on. People got shit to do in life, and I don't sweat it. Now, bet this. Sean, what level are you on, boo-boo?
Yeah, no, I'm a minor. I'm a minor freak.
Minor? Okay, that means, hey, Betty Boo, she goes her nigga in the next how many days? 2, 3? Because some major freak gonna come through and scoop his ass right on up.
Okay, let's do everything.
What you think about that, DJ Sweet?
Hey, man, it depends on what you're looking for, man. If you're looking for minor things, man, then money is what you're going to get, man. So, you know, whatever floats your boat, man, I can dig it, man. I ain't hate.
This motherfucker back here, a professor or something. Let me tell you something. This hot talk radio, anything fucking goes. Nigga, stop that motherfucking trying to hold back shit. If your brother is right there, I suggest you step out of the motherfucking room. Because I'm finna get them. The freak is on the motherfucking loose.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to keep it real with you, though, Lady Libra, man. You know how we do it, man. You all can keep it 100, man. You know, if she's looking for something minor, then something minor she going to get, man. You know, it is what it is. We can't hate on her because she don't want that major.
Okay. Oh, I got a call. Hold on. And I got to take this one because this one here, I'm going to see what the hell he's talking about. Hold on. Sean, you're going to have to listen from the phone, boo-boo. Hold on. Let me see what he's talking about. Hold on. If you, well, hold on. Hot Talk Radio. You on the air.
What's going on with you?
You tell me. We on the line trying to find out how many freaks we can find in the ATL for in honor of Freaknik Week. I want to know if you consider yourself to be a minor or a major freak.
I think I gotta be a major freak coming out of my situation.
So why you think you major? I mean, who told you were major? Because, I mean, you might be major to that lane, but, you know, minor to a real female.
Don't get
to see
the same body. It started off in your mind, right?
Uh-huh.
And it depends on that individual.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So I can take my freakiness, and you can just be a missionary. You know what I'm saying? But mine might just absorb and just roll off into you. You know what I'm saying? Because the arm that I push off may just be too much and it just may overcome and overpower you. Because it starts in my mind. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing all kinds of this in my mind and everything before it even transpires. You know? So, I mean, because I'm always thinking about licking, sticking, ticking, all kind of anything that goes ticking, I'm thinking about it. You know? So, I think it just pushes off from me into my partner. And hope one day it's my nerve. You know. So keep it going. What's up?
Well, damn.
What can I
ask? Okay.
Can I talk?
No, the
cat. He leave a bit speechless.
Hey, I'd like to ask if y'all don't mind.
Hold up, the speaker. It's like it'll be clear, then it'll start chopping up, then it'll clear up again. So, I mean, I don't know whether it's one of those things we can control. Or we just have to wait it out. I'm talking about the speaker that other caller's on.
I'd like to add something.
You want to add something?
Yeah, I'd like to add something.
What you want to add, sir?
I just want to say, man, you know, what's minor to somebody, man, could be major to somebody else. So, man, you really got to be selective for who you do it with and who you do it to, man. Because, you know, I could be doing something minor to you, man, but if I do the same thing to another girl, it could be major to her. So it really depends on who you're messing with, man.
Who the hell told Malcolm X to call in? Who the hell told Malcolm X to call in?
Hey, man, it's the truth, though, man. You know, that's how we kicking on the west side, man. You know, the west side, we won't do enough for guys.
Let me play a song. I've been drinking. I got to go use the restroom. I want to play another song. Then we're going to come back and get this shit jumping right back off. We ain't going nowhere. We got a whole another hour and 5 minutes remaining. But I got to use the bathroom because I've been drinking. And I'm going to keep drinking. And that's why I got music on this motherfucker so I can take breaks. Everybody feel me? Okay, respect it. Let me see what I'm going to play. I think I got something that might work.
Yeah. Mommy got that good stuff. Mommy got that good. She make me wanna get it here from the front and the back. Baby, I'm all up in it. Mommy got that good. She make me wanna get it here from the front and the back. Baby, I'm all up in it. Now, mommy is perfection in the flesh, a reflection of the best. A cup
size make it look like she pregnant in the chest. If you had a chance to stretch that, you'll probably bet that a man with Alzheimer's disease wouldn't forget that. She's used to every dude trying to scoop her. She don't mess with the losers. She's cooler than a ruler. Funny thing, the shot would probably think I'm just like every other man she knows. But I ain't no player, I'm the author of the manual. She sets the game, the chicken lane. Mess around, she'll flip the thing. She can't picture losing, she sees herself in a different frame. Take a snapshot, it feels like a jackpot. Plus a payday, every time I give a back shot. She got a brother sprung off the buns, I can't admit it. The 90s so sweet, she'll murder a diabetic. And she know, she nasty as a freak, yo. But keep that on the D-Lo, cause I'ma check up on it like a P.O. Yeah. Mommy got that good, good, good. She make me wanna get in here to see the front and the back. Baby, I'm all about it. Mommy got that good, good, good. She make me wanna get in here to see the front and the back. Baby, I'm all about it. Mommy got that good, good, good. Mommy got that good, good, good. Mommy got that good, good, good. They got them all about it. Mommy got that good, good, good. She make me wanna get in here to see the front and the back. Baby, I'm all about it. Now she is definitely more than decent. As witty as fatigue is, I don't want it, I need it. She adds something to me, she's like my little remix. She's hurting these other bras, get them some anesthesia. Believe it, she make them feel woozy every time that I bring her through. The way she throw it, she can see Tony Romo a thing or two. She calls me daddy, so that fatty's what I'm clinging to. She rocks them 7 jeans, my hands in them like finger food. The clothes I got her, get her out of and dip inside her. Call her Miss Gucci, Mrs. Louis or Miss Barada. Smooth as Eric Estrada, so when they try to holler, she flip them the birdie and say they ain't getting nada. If you had to grade her, then you would have to rate her a 10, cause she flicker than a curl activator. But she do this little thing that'll make your jaw drop. Testarossa chocha, she the finest in the car lot. Mommy got that good, good, good. She make me wanna get in here to see the front and the back. Baby, I'm all about it. Mommy got that good, good, good. She make me wanna get in here to see the front and the back. Baby, I'm all about it. Mommy got that good, good, good. Mommy got that good, good, good. Mommy got that good in the back. Baby, I'm all about it. Mommy got that good, good, good. Mommy got that good in the back. Mommy got that money in the back. Baby, I'm all about it. Oh, I think she like me. Is it cause I'm icy and pricey? Nike's got her wet as a Pisces. Whatever her man might be, I'm 100 times zero recognized. Real his fake ass might not recognize me. Probably cause I'm rocky and I'm hotter than wasabi. Plus my money stretches like my pockets do Pilates. Versace knows that I'm as live as it gets. Money flow like liquor, I feel a sobriety test. Oh, they ain't nothing like me. They lame, I'm not. I don't see haters like I got them in my blind spot. I'm way beyond most and I ain't even in my prime, ma. This is my era, they don't even got a time slot. Better let your fellas know that fatigue is hella dope. Damn, he's so fly, you couldn't see him with a telescope. Where he at? Probably in the space where your hun's at. I'ma get it, she gon' let me ride it like a fun pack. Mommy got that good, good, good. She make me wanna get it. I love my life, I love my life. Mommy got that good, good, good. She make me wanna get it.
She got that good stuff. So fine, so fly. Everything that you need. She got that good stuff. You know, it's only for me.
All right, TL. Damn, TL, ATL, LTA, whichever one it is. Lady Libra is back. And I'm still tipsy. But I got a call on the line by the name of Q. Q, are you there?
What's happening? What's happening?
Now, Q, are you from Atlanta?
Hell no, I'm from Chicago, man. I'm sitting there. I love the country, though.
Country? Who? Country?
Yeah, I love the country, ATL.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Well, whatever. So how long have you been in Atlanta?
Been like 6 years.
So, you haven't been here to really witness Freaknik, correct?
Hell nah, but I can't wait till this weekend.
So have you heard about Freaknik?
Yeah, I heard about it.
What type of things have you heard?
A lot of real fun be happening. Going down when I heard all the way up and down 85.
Up and down Highway 85 or Interstate 85?
Hello?
Up and down Highway 85 or Interstate 85?
Say that again for me.
Highway 85 or Interstate 85?
I heard about the whole AV job, baby. I'm talking about this from Riverdale all the way to Gwinnett. From what I heard, it just was crashing. Traffic stopped up. Folks getting naked everywhere.
They was getting naked? Damn, I haven't freaked Nick since, no comment. But it's been a minute. You know what I'm saying? I was one of the original Freaknikers.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm proud of it. Even though I was married, I was still out there in the traffic. I really don't understand, you know, why, but hey, everything happens for a reason. But nonetheless, just in case you didn't know, that this is, you know, this show is a sponsor of Freaknik. I'm, you know, really closely affiliated with the person who's sponsoring and who hosts it. I'm not, you know, I'm supposed to be quiet about the situation because everybody's on our ass right now. But nonetheless, hey, they couldn't stop. They couldn't
make it happen no matter what.
Yeah, they can't stop it.
Well, they can't stop me. People trying to have fun at that one.
So we're celebrating Freaknik in a major way here at Hot Talk Radio. It's Freak Week. So all of my topics are based around freaking. And like I told him, if you can't handle the heat, get the fuck off the station.
Goddamn right. And you fucking with the biggest freak right here.
Uh-oh. Hold up. Because see, the segment name today is Minor or Major Freak Monday. Now, yesterday was Suck Me, Seduce Me Sunday. I wish you could have called in yesterday, but it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Today is Minor or Major Freak Monday. And I want to know what type of freak do you consider yourself?
I'm a major freak. I'm freaked out all the way.
You're a major freak?
Yeah.
Says who? I mean, I could think I'm pretty, but everybody else could say I'm ugly. So what makes you such a major motherfucking freak?
What makes me a major motherfucking freak is that I'm not into getting in that. I like to feel a woman come on my dick. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about me eating out. I like to feel a woman come, period. So I work extra hard for that. I like a woman to squirt. Just get super wet. I'm just old nasty, nigga. I like all that. Sitting on it. I'm just freaked out. Like, if a porno could be, anybody, I'd do a porno.
You did porno?
Yeah, I did porno. I ain't never did porno. Me and you could make one, though, one day.
You want to make a porno with me?
Yeah, we can make a movie.
How old are you, boo-boo? Because you sound a little young, and I don't really need any more stalkers on my motherfucking block. So, you know what I'm saying? How old are you? Because, I mean, I don't want to turn you out of hand. You all fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, baby, I'm 26. I just sound young and look young. But I've been grown for a long time.
Grown for a long time.
Yeah.
So you just figured that you some, I mean, how many females do you know that you could call up right now that'll say, cute is a major motherfucking freak?
Shit. I don't even know. My shit. It ain't no telling. Probably about 5, 6, 10. I don't know.
Why don't you call one right now? Put them on the spot. I want to know.
You want me to call somebody and just have them tell you how much of a freak?
Okay, yesterday was Suck Me, Seduce Me Sunday, right?
Yeah.
We were talking about oral sex. So my question is, I want to go back to that question because since you such a major motherfucking freak, I want to know, since you say you're a major freak, how long can you eat some pussy?
How long can I eat some pussy? Shit, honestly, about 30 minutes to an hour. I really ain't no head doctor. Like,
you ain't no motherfucking freak?
I don't like to get head like that. I don't even like it.
I got to bring Betty Boop on the line for this one.
I don't even like getting my dick sucked, baby. So me giving head, I please you in under like 5 minutes, but then I'm going to beat you back out for a couple of hours. You feel what I'm saying? Fast, so however you want it.
Betty Boo, you hear this fake freak on the phone?
Oh, my God. I mean, seriously. You can't be for real. Are you serious?
He's talking about he major.
He said he don't like oral sex. Ain't nothing major about that because.
Baby, what you got to understand is it's different degrees to freakiness. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't like to just eat. Some niggas like their dick to stay wet. You feel what I'm saying? I don't like my face to be wet like that.
I understand what you're saying, too, but, like, what happens to the foreplay and, like, what's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't see. You just straight.
I'm sitting in now. I was wet, but now I dried up because.
You dried up
because
the nigga don't
want to
suck that pussy, huh? How long can you?
So, you know what? See, that's exactly why the younger women mess with older guys, because they doing all that. You know what I'm saying? And the guys sometimes don't get with that till they're older. Huh?
So, therefore, you can go with the old nigga who hips and dick don't work. Eat that pussy. You feel what I'm saying? The nigga I know I can eat pussy, so I'm going to chop it up. Then I'm gonna
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to just do you like that.
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even mad at you, Q, because I'm guilty. Because I married somebody's son. I mean, I didn't like nothing about them, but I married his son. And he helped me out for 10 years all because he knew how to eat that pussy. So I understand, you know what I'm saying, what you mean by that. But,
I'm going to keep it real with you. I
Hold on. Carla, are you trying to say something? You did what? Okay. He on some more shit right now. But nonetheless. So Q says that he gonna beat the back out. So I mean, I'm one of those type of people that like to be picked up, tossed around, threw around the ceiling fan. You know what I'm saying? Can you
okay.
I mean what you benching?
I don't got no one favorite position. I like them all. You know what I'm saying? Within a span of an hour you're gonna get about 5-6 positions switched up, coming back at you, dick hitting you in the face, all that. I'm gonna be eating the pussy. It's just like I said, I'm a porno with my shit. I just show you better than I can get.
Oh, so you on the way over here?
Give me the address, baby. I'm on the way.
He think he a superhero. He's like, do.
You can get that thing. You know what I'm saying? Tom. I'm a Tom.
It's Hot Talk Radio, people. ACL is going down. It's Freak Nick Week, and this is Freak Week here at Hot Top Radio. I'm sorry, we got Teach Me, Take Me, Twosome Tuesday. We got Whip, Wild, and Super Wet Wednesday. And then we got Threesome Thursday. I ain't even got to describe what that shit going to be about. Now, if I say Threesome Thursday, you already know what the fuck we going to be talking about. I don't know what happened to the phone, but hey, life goes on. It's going down all week long here at Hot Top Radio. You know what I'm saying? We ain't holding shit back. FCC can't fuck with us. Betty Boo.
Yeah.
You going to ride with me or what?
Yeah, I'm rolling with.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Sean checked in. The rest of the hosts, I don't know what's going on with them. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they had to, you know, go get right so they could be ready, you know what I'm saying, to go wild the rest of the week because, I'm going every night strong. And I got a lot of callers listening, but some are so scary. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I guess they figure somebody going to recognize their voice. But, shit, ain't nobody putting their stuff out there but me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, don't be scared. Just pretend like you somebody else and just let it flow. You know what I'm saying?
Take a shot, shit.
That's what I did. You know what I'm saying?
Put something in the air, do something.
Hop a Vicodin, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's whatever. DJ Sweet.
DJ Sweet, stay sitting here chilling, mommy.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just sitting here listening to the people, man. Listen to these people popping and stuff like that, man. I want folks to keep it 100 with me, though, man. You know, I'm all about keeping it 100 tonight, man. What you say now?
Are you ready to talk, Carla? Because, I mean, you just hold a full conversation on my phone.
Yeah, I'm still.
Can't take
I'm it no more. Yeah, Sweet still in the building.
Yeah, I'm here. We here. We still doing. I had to hang up because, I mean, if he want to hear the show, he need to call in and listen and stop tying to my cell phone because I got people calling. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
It's going down. I want to shout out to my boy Z Indicator. Hey, Boo Boo. I see you. So, I can't give any details pertaining to Freaknik. They told me to shut the hell up because, I mean, you know, everybody's trying to find out what's going on. I can't get out that information. But please know, Hot Talk Radio is a direct, when I say direct, direct, read between the lines, affiliate. And I know what's going on, and it's going down throughout the whole city. I mean, what you going to do, kind of lock me up? I mean, you can't make me talk. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. So, fuck with us tomorrow on Take Me, Teach Me to some Tuesday. I can't even remember what the hell the topic is. But I know it's got something to do with squirting. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. And then Threesome Thursday, Freaknik Friday. I ain't even named Saturday yet. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to probably be streaming live from wherever we at Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Sunday and Monday. Hey, we partying. We probably just going to party the rest of the month. You know what I'm saying? So if you down, stay tuned. I was supposed to call somebody. He wanted to do some poetry. But nonetheless, I'm going to play another song. Check on my callers. Make sure they don't want to say nothing. And then we're going to come back and continue our conversation. Because it's Hot Talk Radio and anything goes.
Hey. What's up, girl? What took you so long to get away? Stop playing. Who? Don't worry about if I carry him around. If I didn't have one, you'd be mad. Don't worry about that. I got that. T-Pain.
Hey, baby, give me your reason so I can touch you how I want to. Touch you how I want to. And make love to you how them other lame niggas want to. Come, girl, what you gonna do? I'm a nappy head. You can put my nappy dress if you want to. Shawty, I'ma put it on you. And make you think that you the girl that I be singing on my songs to. You got me thinking of me and you went to drinking with the sipping. Never told me where the been and got it on, boo. But for now, we can just kiss and chill. You never had love making like this, for real. Come on, baby, you just appeal. Now take it down slow. Let me take it down low. Let's go. So you know it's about to go down now. Speed it up, baby, can't slow down now. Tell your closet freak she can come out now. Why you think they call me for the tender right now?
You didn't expect me to go low. Now you know.
Let's go.
From the top to the bottom. Now that I got you, I'm a this. Now I know. You didn't expect me to just turn you around, spread it out. From the top to the bottom, now that I got you, almost this.
You got a nigga on soul like a T-Pain show with Tallahassee. Never put that ass on hold, I'm too nasty. Don't ever underestimate T-Pain. You should've known when I was biting on your belly button chain. That you about to receive some of that good tongue. Trying to tell me not to do it like you don't want none. Trying to sit up in the bed, trying to act all calm. Acting like it ain't good, trying to hold that cum. But you know that on the back. You know you said the percent. This the first 10 minutes, you ain't felt shit yet. I got the whips, I got the tanks, I got the handcuffs too. But ain't none of that for me, I'm about to handcuff you. That's the freaking shit, I keep a sitting shit. They leaving licking shit. Take your ass back to the church, I'm preaching and digging shit. I'm beating it. That's like you're feeling love, I keep deleting it. I'm fucking up the dress of the bed and flowing the niggas shit.
You didn't expect me to go low. Now you know. From the top to the bottom. Now that I got you, I'm a this. Now I know. You didn't expect me to just turn you around, spread it out. From the top to the bottom, now that I got you, I'm this.
What you know? Take your pants off. Not that fast, do it slow. You're gonna kill, ruin the move. Move your hand. Let me see. Baby girl, won't you let a nigga slide in them goods? My little man wanna hide in them goods. I'ma take my time with them goods. And baby girl, when I'm in them goods,
you ain't gotta worry about your man, cuz baby can't do it like me.
Nope, nope.
Baby can't do it like me.
Now I know you didn't expect me to go low.
bag, Nina, just turn you round, spread it out.
I'm calling you daddy, daddy, can you be my daddy, daddy, I need a daddy, daddy, won't you be my daddy, daddy, come and make it rain.
Mac Daddy with a hoe up in the backseat, with a 97 pimp flow. Got a feeling when you smoke it when I flip it to a track speed. Talking about a beautiful figure, astonishing as Greek mythology. Body be just like a girl in love. What's that movie? Never mind, let me enter your atmosphere as you enter my world and let me touch that booty. I can't believe that your mama that cold. Her daughter got such an astonishing soul. You need a modeling role. Still a player, know you got it when you climb up from the bottom to the top of the pole. Plus you can pop up control. Your fatty's so accurate when I'm slacking it, just making me say what I gotta do to get with that. When it come to making it rain, I can get it wet. When it come to cutting the monkey, I can get it wet. You want some media, baby, you need a better man. He cover politics, I'ma be your weatherman. Cause every time I'm looking up and I see more ass, I'ma constantly see rain in the forecast. This away, that away, I'm picking 5,000 ones or whatever you wanna call it. It's a celebration, you the champion, here's the Betty, Betty. Come on and get drunk with the money, hold it.
That proceed with the hatred, I'ma teach him a lesson. I take shots of adrenaline, cause that's the way I receive immunization against the recession. I got the muscle off of my hustle and flow money. I'm entrepreneur with ways to get more money. So don't be tripping whenever you see me throw money. It's just a little bit of show money. But if you want me to get it wet another way, then I'ma have to beat it up. But first I'ma play with your girl. Touch your ears and your neck and play with your pearls. Then I'll reach up in your pants and play with your pearls. When I lay it down, you ain't gotta be fronting and begging on me, baby, cause I know it takes the right touch. I ain't stopping till you get up the covers, because I gotta keep on fucking till I see a lot of white stuff. Now you got me excited, I can't hold it. I'm feeling it coming, I'm about to let off an explosion. Let it ride when I see you animating and shaking. Now when I touch your body, you catch a convulsion. That's when I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to. You chose me, I chose you. Don't think I can get it where I told you. Come on, let the twist rain down on you.
ATL, it's your lady, it's your girl, Lady Diva back. And you know I ain't right, cause I'm trying to eat something while I do this. Cause I've been drinking. You always supposed to eat and drink, though. Those that know me know I cannot handle no alcohol. I can't handle no alcohol, you know what I mean? The thing about it is, I know this. So as long as you real with yourself, then fuck everybody else. I know I can't handle alcohol. I mean, all the parties that I be having, as soon as I get alcohol, I disappear. Maybe look for me. I be somewhere asleep. Shit like that. I'm going to need you not to be texting in the listener's ears.
All right.
They can hear that.
I'm done now.
I mean, between me eating and you texting, we sound real unprofessional right now.
Okay, I
ain't
professional, but you know, I got things going on. What's going on? What the business is? What the paper do?
Well, you know, it's freak week here, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm a professional freak, if I'm up with it.
They got the best host for the job. Professional freak.
I'm a professional freak, you know what I'm saying? I'm professional. That's why I call my, that's why my name is Lady Libra.
Fine,
folks,
take a
leave right here. You know what I'm saying? So, now that I got you on the line, I want to find out. I've been listening to your poetry, and the thing about it is you're so versatile. You know what I'm saying? Just for the record, this is Hot Talk Radio, people, but right now we're celebrating Freak Week in a big way. So, we got the Freaky Hot Topics. I will keep the Freaky Hot Topics going throughout the life of this show, but I also have serious topics that I talk about. Don't get it twisted. This particular gentleman who's on the phone, Kanye Black, he did some poetry for us last week that was so deep that it touched my soul. And just for the record, all of our shows are on demand. So all you have to do is log in to www.blogtalkradio.com/hottalkradio. All the shows are on demand. You can listen at your leisure. Feel free to leave comments. The chat line is open, but so far everybody prefers to call in and listen or to just speak directly, and that's fine because right now I'm working the switchboard by myself, and it will be really hard for me to talk back and forth texting or sending a message or whatever, chatting and talk. So, Kanye, today's segment.
I caught me off guard, baby, because he was talking and I'm listening, but at the same time, I'm trying to find out this little bit right here, so I put the phone down and shit. This shit funny. I ain't got no light out here. He ain't gonna have me with no flame and shit. What's up, baby?
I'm gonna need you to get it together.
What's happening?
I wanna know, do you consider yourself to be a major or a minor type of freak? Because I know you're a freak. I done heard your poetry. I done heard you talk.
I'm a minor type freak.
Are you major or are you minor?
Do they have stripes for this shit? What do I need to go to? Don't qualify for my stripes. Because if I get this one stripes to make me a major, then damn it, I need mine.
So are you major or minor? Can you answer the damn question?
I'm major.
How the fuck you know that you major?
Because
I had Betty Boop on the line earlier, and she said that you might be major to a minor type bitch. You know what I'm saying? She said you might be major to a minor type female. You know what I'm saying?
That's real talk now.
I need to know, have you been fucking with a major type female? You know, bitches on my level and above. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think I really had my many choices of different types of flavor. But if major, it just really comes down to what's major and minor. Because if it comes down to age group, I can hit that. If it comes down to freak position, I did that. You know, if it comes down to teaching, I have done that too. Which one is we talking about?
What makes you different from the average level? How about that?
I know my way around the female body like the back of my hands. I can tell from a woman's movements, a woman's swag, a woman's dress, exactly how she would like to be sexed. It's automatic. I train myself this way.
So can you make that call without even meeting the woman, just by looking at her pictures or just listening to her voice?
Well, I can carry on a 5-minute conversation with a woman that I ain't seen before and pretty much know what she needs in her life.
Okay, now you know you done fucked up, right? You know you done fucked up.
Now, nigga.
You finna tell me what you think it is that I need. Kanye. I'm the oldest. I'm Lady Libra. Coming through the speaker. So, with that said, I want you to break this shit down for me. Just what is it that I need in my life?
Oh, you?
Yeah, me. Yeah.
Hey, hold up, is this live?
Oh, this motherfucking live, baby. I don't do nothing. No.
Nah, hold up now. These days now, I want to make sure we're on the right topic because it is Freak Nick Week, and you're asking me, what do I think you need in your life on a Freak Nick level?
Yes. Nigga, bring it. Don't hold back. We unleashing the freak this week.
Well, from the sound of your tone,
the
intuition and ambition in your voice,
mm-hmm.
The intellect in your conversation,
mm-hmm.
Well, Tim, I believe, from my observation,
mm-hmm.
You're going to need a man that's not timid, smooth, knows his way around the courtroom. The corporate room, I meant.
The courtroom? Hold on. You think I'm going to
say
who got some cases and shit open?
Corporate room. The offices, you need.
Okay.
Anyway, I need that about there to carry most of the conversation.
Okay.
And always know when and where to act. But see, you like to try to control shit.
Hold
you
on.
When I allow you to control to a certain extent, but be dominant with the time at the same time.
Motherfucker might be y'all on the call. Okay.
Yeah, that's gonna goddamn play with every. Let me see. How can I say this? I mean, I believe you to be like toe sucking, ass slapping, all kind of shit. See, I need a nigga that's definitely wide open sexually, but mentally able to tame you.
Oh,
because
shit.
It's not your main thing. It's my thing to you, I believe. I could be wrong.
I fucks with you.
You might want a thug. You might want a nigga that's gonna goddamn thug it up. You gotta get the nigga out of jail in 9 minutes. You think you got 5 minutes. You get quick up night. You don't even suck on the titties or rub on the thighs or just nothing. You just damn, ooh, yeah, ooh. That money, big daddy, I don't know.
You know what, Kanye? You know what? You all right. You know what? I was really skeptical about you at first. You know what I'm saying? I was really like, I don't know. But the more and more I get to talk to you and the more and more I interact with you, I begin to see a whole other side of you. You're damn near prophetic. You know what I'm saying? Because technically, what Lady Libra needs is a combination of them both. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He has to have that side of him. And if some shit jump off, he like, hold on, let me get my shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's finna go down. Then he got to be able to stand up and, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm so business oriented, you know, he got to be able to be there for me on business level. You know what I'm saying? And he got to be able to be gentle with me and take me and hold me and make love to me, body, mind, and soul. Then sometimes when I'm acting up, just beat it down to the floor and say, shut the hell up and fix me something to eat. You say,
Oh, shit.
If you're out there, if that man that I'm looking for is out there with all those characteristics, if he's a beast, a gentleman, a comforter, you know what I'm saying, a teacher,
a gangster,
you know, I need... Because I consider myself an all-around female, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure as you all get to know my personality, you're going to see that. Because I'm strict business first. I'm not going to even tell you what I do professionally, because you're going to be like, what? With that mouth? You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, I can lay it all down and just kick back, you know what I'm saying? Roll a blunt. Shit. Some shit off. What?
Oh, my bad. Caught up in the mouth. You burping purp, baby. You burping purp. I'm burping purp right here.
Nigga, you cool as hell. You remind me of my brother.
Won't see me, man. Suburban Perk down here on the south side, baby. You already know.
You wild. So wild. But you know, Kanye, my favorite song, you know, I learned it is two things that men love.
What do we love? Oh, Lord.
It's really like three. It's two. See, one of them go in your pocket. You know, y'all love money. But it's two that y'all love to look at, touch, clean, make sure it's running right. And then female anatomy and y'all motherfucking car. It's just two things you don't fuck with. You know you don't fuck with a man's money. That's like not even a question. You know what I'm saying? But when a man has that car, but he don't want it and he done got it right, you don't fuck with that. You could throw a nigga whole life off by fucking with his car.
Whether it's a 500 or 500.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't fuck with his woman. You don't fuck with his woman. And you know that nigga Lonnie Man with the Phillies, you know, he was on the show, you know what I'm saying? He gonna be doing some shit with us periodically. Cause he fucks with Hot Top Radio. You know what I'm saying? He fucks really close with us and he like what we're doing over here. But it's just this one song that I just love so much. And it was like, why is it that I, you know, like this song? Because I really know men. You know what I'm saying? I know men.
Really?
I mean, I know a baby.
You know what? Every man wants a woman. Now, we talking freaky shit. Now, every man wants a woman that knows a man. You feel me? Because these fucking, you know, I be in situations where I be so fucking pissed at the motherfucker. I just be like, just whip it out and put it in your mouth and at least calm me down. You know what I'm saying? But they don't even be thinking like that. They still work with both 50 miles and all that shit. You know, if you know a nigga, you know how to tame that nigga. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, Lonnie Mack, when he wrote that song,
no.
He did two things. I don't even know how popular the song is, and I really don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because it's my song. And when Lonnie Mack came to the mansion party that JD and I, APEGME, Apple J.
Oh, what's up, JD? What's up, Professor, baby? How is your boy?
At Final Destination Friday. I told, I'm standing, look, my drunk ass, because, you know, it's like, I'm really shy, but then I'm not shy. I be talking all up. I done took my hot ass up there on stage and singing, you know, I'm like, I don't even know who the fuck singing. It didn't even goddamn matter. I'm just having a good time. Like, I'm standing there right, I mean, the pictures from Final Destination got me standing there right next to Lana Mack. So the whole week that we promoting, you know, JD, shout out to Lennon Mack and Find That Snitch, Friday, Mansion House, rigmarole, rah, rah, rah. Okay, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, yeah. And I don't be listening to the song because JD turned me on to the song. But see, I'm a person that, I'm a musician's daughter. So I listen to the music and the music means so much to me. But then by me being a writer and a poet, I'm listening to the lyrics as well. So the music and the lyrics came together and it's like dynamite. When I hear this song, I be out there, they fucking explode. You know what I'm saying? So I see Lonnie Mack, and I'm like, he doesn't look like he wrote that song, you know? So I tell everybody all week, yeah, Lonnie Mack going to be at Final Destination Friday, and I'm going to let y'all listen while he sing the song to me, you know? And they like, what the hell you talking about? You're not done, I'm like, okay. I take my hot ass up down the stage and I'm dancing, you know. I'm being Lady Libra, you know. I'm drunk. I don't know what the fuck going on. It don't even matter. I'm looking good, feeling good. So I catch his eye and I say, I really like that song. He done sung the song. He like, thank you. I say, you really broke that shit down when you compared a woman and a car. Man's two favorite things. He stepped back and looked. I said, damn right, money is not even a favorite thing. That's a must-have. You know what I'm saying? But y'all two favorite things, y'all toys, are y'all motherfucking bitch and y'all goddamn car. So he was like, yeah. And I was like, you know what I told him? Like, I was sending this shit out that I was going to allow them to listen to you saying that song to me. So I got to play it one time for all the listeners that's on here. just listen to Lana McIntyre's Drive and dissect this song, because it's more than just a freak. You know what I'm saying? This shit is serious.
Down.
You like that brand new Camaro, I can't wait to get inside. Drunk a lot, I'm trying to be your designated driver. Don't give me any of no brakes, I'm trying to hit the gas. I'm like the fifth wheel, I wanna ride jazz. Hit the corners and you feel like I belong to business. Banging up your bumper like a fender bender. I'm about to take you for a ride, girl, pay attention. Let me put my key in your ignition.
Oh, 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 oh. Looking at your body, body. Yeah. Pulling up inside me. Oh, 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 oh. Park it right here, here.
Yeah.
Open up some doors. Let me slide up inside you.
Yeah.
Let me be your driver.
Yeah.
I know how to handle them cares.
Yeah.
Let me take you for a test drive, shawty.
Oh,
let me take you for a test drive, shawty. I want to see
go.
You.
Things like my Alpine. You better stop me if you beam. I like to fly. The new school swags, girl, like an 09. Feel like your engine ain't got no miles. Straight dime, know you hit it, it's shit all the time. Now the curves gon' make me wanna hit the hazard light. Can't lie, baby, I'm trying to blow your horn like. On a journey, let me get inside you. I can satisfy you, whatever you desire. Buy you some new shoes, 22s on your tires.
Let me slide up inside
you.
Let me be your driver. I know how to handle them cares. Let me take you for a test drive, shawty.
Yeah.
Oh, let me take you for a test drive, shawty. I want to see
go.
You round and round. Like it's not crowded.
ATL, I'm back. Kanye?
Hey there, baby.
Okay. That's my favorite song. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all able to dissect it like I was able to dissect it, because I listen to it every day. You know what I'm saying? And then when he calls in and talks to me on the show, because I go with him too. You know, I go with, not a minute, you know. I go with Kanye. I go with King. Poet, gentlemen, I go with them all. It don't even matter.
Well, I don't like to be sharing.
Oh, you don't? Well, you want me to break up with them? Because I'll break up with them right now.
No, because they keep our pockets fat, so let's keep it going.
Okay. Because you know we got Final Destination coming April 30th. It's going down at the Mansion House.
Don't forget the Freaknik Weekend Mansion Party.
Would you hush your mouth, child? They told us not to say nothing about that. They said, don't say nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we don't want to get in trouble. But hold up, Kanye. You think you're going to get away? I need you to don something tonight. You said you was going to freestyle. None of the boys didn't get a chance to call in tonight for them because life goes on. And I know they're probably busy because they've been showing me love all week long. So I want you to make up something. Do a poem about me.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Nelka.
freestyle no poem before, but you know, I did have something slick I was gonna drop for you, something real hot.
Well, drop it, Kanye. Drop it.
You got no spot now. You know, I'm feeling like, you know, low self-esteem.
Your self-esteem is not low. I don't know who the hell you think you're fooling.
Look, he's so anxious to hear, you know, pause, flow. Jesus, his eyes go wide. This one here is called Secret Admirer. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It goes like this. It says, it says, hey, you. Most magnificent, breathtaking, beautiful you. So intellectual, sexual, feeling too. Oh, how I lose myself in everything that you do. My witness is you. I'm telling you, I'm showing you my selfless to do. To the victorious fragrance that's hidden on you. The secrets you've kept are kept safely with you. Hey, you. Yes, you. The peaceful and powerful, popular you. I'm perfected by you. I'm injected, infected, and weakened by you. It's true. The actual, factual, natural you. I'm captured and caged, enslaved by you, dazed by you, amazed by you, needing 365 days of you.
Mm.
Oh, how I lose myself in everything that you do. The look from your eyes, the press of your lips, the cross of your thighs, the move of your hips, the touch from your hands that commands the sex and the womanly stance that demands respect. Yes, you, who live by her word and follows it through. My weakness is you. I'm speechless with you, yet I speak this to keep this between me and you.
Mm.
What else should I do? I'm selfish with you. I'm addicted to the committed monogamous you. It's true. I hide and fantasize of you. Satisfied with secretly admiring you. Spying on you. There's no use of me even trying for you. Oh, magnificent, breathtaking, beautiful you. How I love simply just staring at you.
Okay, I only go with you now. I don't go with nobody else, okay?
Hold up. Keep your maintenance, man. I got it crazy. Already.
I don't go with nobody else. I go with you.
I hope that was hot enough, wasn't it?
Yeah, I liked it. That was so pretty.
That was pretty smooth. Just for you, because I secretly admire you, too.
Oh, Kanye.
Oh, Lord.
That was so sweet of you.
Oh, I'm a hell of a guy, ain't I, sometimes?
How tall are you?
Say what?
How tall are you?
5'8". I'm alright. Everybody else in the family about 6'2".
Now, you know, them runs be, you know, y'all be loaded. So, I mean, I ain't even finna say nothing, guys. Your height ain't got shit to do with what you be bringing.
I'm a simple man, man. I'm a simple man. I love the finest things and the simple things alive, man. You know.
You wild, man. I mean, I think I'm in love.
Love don't work like that, baby.
Yeah, that's what Gucci said. I'm finna. If Gucci can say it, why can't I? It seemed to fit the moment, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, so you don't love me? This ain't what you want. I'm like, I'll tell you like 5 things. I'll mess up your world, man. This ain't what you want. You gotta come official when you're coming to me, man. I do not play. I'm the real deal. Believe it.
I gotta collect myself. Because I had a poem, but I'm kind of afraid to read it.
Never be bashful, baby.
I read a poem last week, but I had wrote this one, and and I just, you know what I'm saying? It was simple, but it was, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was real, you know. I'm going to save it for tomorrow.
Oh, man.
No, because see, tomorrow is Take Me, Teach Me, Toothsome Tuesday. So my poem is really about me being taught something. You know what I'm saying? How I was taken and taught. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to save it for tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Because I just feel like it'll fit tomorrow's type of better. You feel me?
What you love is what it's going to fill your space. That's what I'm considering, because I don't think anybody can fill it.
What you say?
Which one of these lovely poets is going to fill it?
I don't know, because, I mean, we got a lot of them on the team. It's just that some of them got other jobs, and you know, I respect that. So they call in at their leisure. You know what I'm saying?
So we need you.
And then what's so fucked up is that your boy was the right one for Tina ATL, and he been avoiding because he ain't done what he's supposed to done.
Wait a minute. So he was supposed to be white and run on what now?
But Tina, ATL, she wanted him to write something. He's been writing something because Tina brought it. For those of you all who missed the previous shows, double back. Start from Wet and Wild and Wanting Wednesday. And I can't even remember what Thursday was because I'm always making up some extra shit. But I tell you what, take your ass back to last Wednesday because the poetry was on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
I hope this call don't kick me out here.
Are you out? What are you doing? I mean,
I stay right next to this damn store, so I'm about to go to the store right fast. Can I go to the store?
No, hell no.
I'm taking the Worldwide Rail Talk Blog Radio with me to the store, baby.
You know, only at High Top Radio you can do that.
Only
at High Top Radio. Let me see. I think Sean wants to say something. Sean, are you there?
Yes, Sean is here. How y'all doing, High Top Radio?
He's so tickled.
Why are you tickled, Kanye? Terrible.
What'd
you say? I heard y'all been getting real wild on the station tonight.
We been getting real hot on the station tonight.
Oh, yeah, we stay sizzling, baby. We stay sizzling to sizzling of satisfaction. Stay sizzling. What's going on, Kimbo?
Ooh,
hello?
It's been a show tonight. I mean,
say what?
I done found out that we got a lot of people that consider themselves to be major freaks in Atlanta. And I just don't believe everybody no damn major freak. I just don't believe it.
Because
if they was major, Kanye, let me see. If they was major, there would be no way that it would be cheating going on. Because you cheat because you're missing something. You know what I'm saying?
True. That's true now. That's true. Okay.
I mean, somebody lying. I mean, all these people want to get on here. I'm major. I all the way live. Ain't nobody bringing lies to me. Just telling fucking lies. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a minor. I'm minor.
Oh,
Sean say she minor. She going to be the only one to tell the truth. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so minor.
Everybody's saying that because they want the person they feeling that they really putting it in to, you know, feel like, hey, I'm major. I'll do things you don't even know about. But they do them things with the nigga that's freaking up to pull it out of them just to keep it real with you. Hold on. This shit is stale, man. This lady tripping.
Hold on. Wait a minute. What you buying?
The gorilla.
Well, I say only on High Top Radio. This cat here is online on the air.
Damn, can I get another one, please?
Buying cigarillos and shit.
Can I try one? Let's see. Yeah, thank you, man. This is a little bit special than that.
So
one.
Sean gonna be the only one to admit tonight that she's a minor freak. That's cool. We need some honesty somewhere in the building. You know what I'm saying? But
that's a cute tattoo. What that is?
I mean, what do you call a freak? They know they make. Kanye.
Oh, my bad. Never mind.
Lady Libra is speaking. Damn. Everybody just lit the damn line up. Hold on. Let me see. Everybody want to damn talk. Hold on. Let's see what the hell going on. I'm talking about everybody hand flew up at one time. It's like 911. Let me see. Make sure nobody need me to dial 411. I don't know what the hell going on. Hold on. How's our radio? Are you a minor or a major freak?
Major.
Okay. Let me see what's up with the next caller. High Tide Radio, are you a minor or a major freak?
Major all day. What it do?
What it do? Your voice sound familiar. What's your name?
You supposed to call me back. You know what I'm saying?
What's your name supposed to call? Wait a minute, hold up. You're
supposed to call me back today. What happened? You deleted my number by mistake.
Oh, shit. This Kanye freak. Kanye freak, what's up?
Man, what's going on? I see y'all on Friday night, you know what I'm saying? I came in kind of late, but you know, it's all good. I'm going to catch y'all tomorrow.
Are you liking the show?
Yeah. I'm digging it. I'm really digging it.
You with us tomorrow on Take Me, Teach Me, Twosome Tuesday.
Yeah. I'll be in the building.
Miss Natalia, that laughing his little ass off. Is it something I need to motherfucking know about y'all, too?
Wait a minute, hold on. Y'all gonna have to hold on now. My line clicking. Hold on.
Who calling you? Because you got people on the air wanting to speak to you. You take another call. You see how he act, don't you?
Yeah, he, you know. You know, he got that long factor. You know, he's busy.
Oh, shit, Kanye. Tell him who you are, boo-boo.
What you say?
Oh, he already know. Mama Roxy in the building, Yogi. What it do, baby?
See, this is shit see. This is how I talk radio, but goddamn, I ain't going to be left in the dog now.
Man, Charlotte.
So you know where she from, motherfucker.
Oh, well.
Listen, he just all looking. He did all talk. He fucked up.
Man.
What's going on?
What's up, Kanye? What's up, Kanye?
Hey, that my phone.
Yeah.
Hey, you know me? I'm stupid. I got me tripping. My phone clicking and shit. What's
that? Oh, you know. Ooh, honey, you off the chain. Oh. I don't know what I'm going
to
do with
him. So tell Kanye to ask me. Let me ask him a question real quick.
She want to ask you a question, Kanye.
What's going on, man?
She said,
Okay, so I just want to reiterate. He said he was a major or a minor? He said he was major, right? I'm saying, you said you was, I came in kind of late and you was talking about being major or being minor. You said you was major, right?
Yeah, I'm major.
Okay, so you fuck with major chicks, right?
With just chicks.
She said you fuck with major chicks, right? She said you fuck with major chicks, right?
No, I don't fuck with major chicks. Like a lot of women? No. Now,
I'm
some statistics on you now. You know,
48%
of these women is carrying something. No.
Okay.
I'm
no, he wasn't saying it like, he was saying he was a major freak. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. You know, I told you I came in at the tail end, so I can really help.
Oh, okay. Yes, minor or major freak Monday. He on Hot Top Radio. It's Freak Week, and we freaking all week long. The freak is on the most. Damn, Anita.
So is
that
all you got to
say, Miss Lee? She was telling she was calling to whoop your ass.
Is that all you had to say?
About what? I mean, she just wanted to make sure she clarified what you had said because, you know what I'm saying? She wanted to make sure that everything was everything. And I have no clue what the fuck I'm talking about.
I missed it.
Why he laugh? What's so funny? Why he laugh?
Girl, he been tickle. He been tickle pink all night long. Hold on, Kanye. Hold on, Yogi. Let me see what this other caller got to say. Oh, you just see a laugh, huh? Hush, Kanye. Hush, hush, hush now. I'm going to need you to hush it. Hush, hot radio. It goes down. It's Freak Week. And it's Freak Nick. And the freak is on the freaking loose. And if you can't handle the freak, get out of the freaking kitchen and get off the freaking station because it's going down all week. Tune in tomorrow with, what is tomorrow? Hold on. I need to stop drinking. Hold on. Take me. Teach me. Twosome Tuesday is going down. We done had Suck Me, Seduce Me Sunday. We done had Minor or Major Freak Monday. And tomorrow we coming with Take Me, Teach Me, Twosome Tuesday. And I'm not going to even unleash the topics because I want to make sure you tune in. Same time, 9 o'clock, 11 to 11 p.m., same place. Hit us up on our fan page. Email us. It's going down. We signing off. I got to go to sleep. I got to go to court in the morning. Hopefully I won't have to call nobody to come get me. You know, it goes down. Hot Top Radio, shout out to all the hosts that had other shit going on tonight. It's all good. I survived because I am a survivor. What a music is. I can't even talk. Kanye, hush. He is out of control. I just don't understand. All right, here we go.
Get ready. Yeah, you damn rocking with the best. Yeah, Hot Talk Radio, ATL yeah. Finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
We got Lady Libra. China Doll. JD, a.k.a. the Black God Kid. T, a.k.a. the Professor. What up, Fat? Polo. Kiwoo. What's up, Sean?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk.